வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. 9th chapter, text number 2 through 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 23rd of November 1966 in New York, New York.
சகனாந்தம் சீவம். பிரத்தபலம் பாபம் கூட பீஜம் பலம் முகம் கிரமேணைவ பிரளீயந்தே விஷ்ணு பக்தி ரதாத்மனா. One who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, all his reactions of past sinful activities, gradually they become vanquished. There are different stages. Just like I have infected some cholera today, immediately cholera does not take place. After 2 or 3 days, the cholera appears. It takes some time. Just like if you sow a seed of a tree, immediately it does not become a tree and delivers its fruit. It takes some time. Therefore, or knowingly or unknowingly, we are doing so many sinful activities. So they are in the seedling stage, then growing stage. Then, when we suffer, that is called prarabdha. Prarabdha means now receive the result. So in this way, we are creating, we are sowing some seeds that will take its reaction either in this body or another body. It takes time to fructify. If we act in Krishna consciousness, then it is just like fried seed. If you sow in a land, it will not fructify. Fried seed. So this fried seed, our activities, can be made a fried seed by the fire of Krishna consciousness. So there will be no reaction. Pratyakka avabhagam dhanmam susukham kartum abhayam. Susukham, very pleasant, savanam kirtanam Vishnu. This devotion and service is not very unpleasant. It is very pleasant. You very melodiously sing with instruments and somebody will participate in hearing Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Of course, it must be in relationship with the Supreme Lord, not ordinary music. We take the advantage of musical science. But we don't sing any ordinary song. We glorify the Supreme Lord. But we enjoy. Therefore, it is happy. Then again, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Now, what you are hearing from Bhagavad Gita, if you remember it at home, the Swamiji has spoken like this. And how does it apply in my life? We should remember this. We should not forget just after leaving this place. And if there is any question, any doubt, we should place before this assembly. I am inviting you for any question, because we are trying to understand a very nice and great science. So it should be understood with all critical study. We don't request you to take it and accept it blindly. So, Savanam Kirtanam is Vishnu Smaranam and Padasevanam. Padasevanam means to rise early in the morning, open the door of temple, wipe out all the dust and give some light. The Padasevanam, archanam bandhanam, then there is foodstuff offered, it is cooked for Krishna and decorated with flowers, so many things, there are archan vidhi. The deity will look very nice and you will be pleased to see it. We want to see very beautiful things. When you see the beautiful deity, the form from Lord Krishna, you will forget to see any more, any other beauty. You see? These are the process. Very nice. Susukha. There is no trouble. Decorate with flower, with dress, with ornaments, and see, and hear, and eat. You offer very nice foodstuff to Krishna, and then partake it. Savanam kirtanam visna smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam. Bandhanam means prayer. Of course, if you do not like, or if you think this is Hindu system, or we won't accept, we are Christian, all right. You go to church, sing there. You have got also songs of Bible. You can sing very nicely. So, smaranam, bandhanam. So there is no difference between this process or that process. Simply, we are teaching that become God conscious. God is neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian. He is God. And we are also not Hindu or Muslim or Christian. This is our bodily designation. We are all pure, part and parcel of the Supreme. As God is pure, so we are also pure. We are fallen in this turmoil of this material ocean. And there is tossing of the waves. So we are suffering. We don't identify the tossing of the waves because I have nothing to do with this tossing. I simply pray, Krishna, please pick me up from these tossing waves. Somewhere or other I am falling here. Ai nanda tanuja patitam kinkaram mam vishami bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sthitam dhulisadisam vichintaya. Oh, my dear Krishna, somehow or other I forgot you and I am fallen in this. As soon as I forget Krishna, this maya, an illusion, ocean of illusion is there. It at once captures me. That is my position. Krishna has prescribed this devotional service. Very nice. You can very happily perform. Susukam kottum abhayam savanadikeya abhashramane tasmin sad visaye purushottama aham avidbhavami. It is said that Krishna appears when we chant this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This sound is not different from Krishna. Therefore, when you vibrate this sound, this means this sound, Krishna and the original Krishna, the same, identical. So you are not only dancing, but Krishna is also dancing with you. If you say that, why do I not see him? Yes, seeing is not. Why do you stress on seeing? Yeah, why not hearing? Seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, these are our instruments for experience, that's all, knowledge. Why you are so much important about seeing? A devotee does not wish to see Krishna. He simply is satisfied simply by hearing of Krishna. And seeing is also experience, so hearing also experience. That I have explained many times. Seeing and hearing. Hearing also something you cannot see. You can hear only. Just like when the ear, wind passes very violently, you cannot see, but you can hear. But you get the experience. Seeing is not only experience, but hearing is also experience. When you hear the sound of the wind, oh, so, so, you say, oh, today wind is very violently blowing. You can feel. You don't see the air. So don't stress on seeing only. There are so many senses. So here we can perceive the presence of God or Krishna by hearing. By hearing. And he is there present. He is there present. He says, Krishna says that Naham Tishtami Vaikunthe Yoginam Vidayecha Jatra Gayanti Madhvakta Tatra Tishtami Nara. He says, I am not actually in my abode, Krishna Loka. Neither I am in the heart of the yogis who are meditating. But I am present there where my pure devotees are singing. Singing. Yes, Krishna says that. You can feel the presence of Krishna as we make progress in this line. Suttadibhyapara matram, tulisi patra, ammuchuloka matra upakara cha. And it is very easy also. Archanam. Archanam. Now, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that you have to offer something out of your love. Love means you must give something. You are taking something from Krishna, why not give something? Is it love simply going on taking, 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 and no offering? We are taking from Krishna so much light, we are taking so much air, so much water, so many things Krishna is supplying for our subsistence, fruits, grains. Without supplied by Krishna, you cannot have. You cannot manufacture all these things. So you must admit that God is supplying us so many things. Why not offer something? Is it love? Therefore, offering is required. Love means you take and you give also. Suppose if you love somebody, you simply take from him, but you don't give. Do you think it is very good? No. It is not good. That is not love. That is exploitation. If I go on simply taking from you, and if I don't offer you anything, that is simply exploitation. So love means you must take, you must give. Dadati pratiginnati. Bhungtare bhungte bhojayate. You must eat and you must give to it. Simply don't go on eating Krishna prasad, but give something to Krishna for eating. It is the system in India that if somebody is invited to take prasadam, he takes something, some fruit, some sweetmeat, something, and offers to it. Of course, that is distributed among the prasadam. But it is the system. When a man goes to see a saintly person or goes to a temple, he takes some fruit as far as he can acquire. So, giving and taking, eating and feeding, dadati pradignati bhunti bhujati guhyam makhati prichati cha. Guhyam makhati prichati. You have to hear Bhagavad Gita, and if you have got any distress, you have got any confidential thing, you have to submit to Krishna. Krishna, I am in suffering in this way. I am fallen in this tossing ocean of material illusion. Kindly save me. I can understand now that I have no identification with this material world. I am simply put here, just like if I am put into the Atlantic Ocean. I have no identification with the ocean, but I am subjected to the tossing waves of the ocean. Similarly, we are spiritual part, fragmental part of Krishna. Somewhere other I put into this material ocean, and there is tossing. So I am being tossed. Don't identify, don't try to solve the tossing. That is not possible. If you want to make solution of the tossing waves of the Atlantic Ocean when you are fallen there, it is useless, foolishness. That is not possible. Don't be foolish in that way. That will go on. That is Atlantic Ocean's nature. You cannot stop it. You have to get out of it. The foolish people, they are trying to adjust this world and be happy. So that is a first-class foolish. They will never be able to make a solution of this material world. Do not accept this principle of Krishna's consciousness. The result is that they do not go back to Godhead, but remain in this material world for continuous struggle for existence. Dharma Sriti. Imam Bhakti Lakshanam Dharmam. This Krishna consciousness is also a principle of religion. Religion means which has connection with God. Without any connection with God, that is not accepted as religion. Religion, generally understood, searching after God, understanding about God, relationship with God. This is religion. Atheism is not religion. Atheism is not religion. Religion means So this is Krishna consciousness, because persons who are acting for transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord, they are called Krishna conscious. So it has connection with God. Therefore it is religion, dharma. And how a religion is accepted? Religion accepted from authorized source, just like Vedic religion, by religion, because they have got source from authority. Suti Pramana religion. You cannot manufacture religion. It must be according to the Vedic rules or authorized scriptures. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Dharma, religion means, it is the law of God, just like state laws. You cannot manufacture any law. If you make some bylaws, just like for your society, you make some bylaws, that is to be sanctioned by this society registration under religious regulation as we have registered. But you cannot make any law without any sanction. Similarly, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. If you want to create some principle of religion, then it must be sanctioned by the Vedic authority. So, this Bhagavad Gita is also religion. It is accepted by authorities, great authorities, just like Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, and Lord Chaitanya, all authorities of India, Shankaracharya, those who are accepted as the religious heads of Indian culture, all of them accepted this Bhagavad Gita as principle of religion and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is no doubt about it. And so far outsiders, they also take this book as a book of authority, book of knowledge, and they have a study, very serious study of this book. They write commentaries, great scholars, great philosophers. So it is also a dharma. But there are persons, in spite of his acceptance by the acharyas and scholars, they have no faith. They do not think that it is a book of authority or book of knowledge. Asvaddhana. They have no faith. They think that it is simply aggravating or exaggeration of a person who is known as Krishna and his principle. So therefore, they have no faith. Dhruvishyasena tam gnata suti matrameva. Suti matra means it is simply praising some principle, that's all. In this way, it is not accepted by everyone. Krishna points out then, asuddhana purusa dharma, dharmasya asya. This principle of religion, those who do not accept it as authority, the result is that they can never have any connection directly with Krishna. And as such, aprapama, because they do not have any access to Krishna, therefore, nivartante, they remain. Nivartante means remain. Where do they remain? Mrittu sangsaro. Mrittu sangsaro vatmani. This line, birth, death. Vatmani means this line. Birth, death. And that birth, death does not mean the next birth you will have similar facilities or similar life, human being. No, birth death means you have risk also. You can get your next birth, not exactly a human being. You are not exactly in America or not exactly in India. You may be transferred to any other country or any other planet or any other species of life. There is no certainty. That will depend according to your work. So, this is called the path of birth and death. Mrittu sangsara vartmani. have your bath, remain for some time, enjoy or suffer, then again give up this body and enter into the womb of another mother, human being or animal, then prepare your another body, and then come out, then begin your work. This is called Mrityu Samsara Bhavana. If anyone wants to avoid this path of birth and death, this risk, then they must take to these Krishna consciousness. It is not my version, the Lord says Himself. If you want to study Bhagavad Gita seriously, then here is a point. Here is a point. If you read Bhagavad Gita as a matter of relaxation, that is different thing. But if you want to take benefit out of Bhagavad Gita, this instruction is very much important. Asadvadhana purusha dharma shastra parantapa aprapamang nivartante mittu sangsara vatmani. Mittu sangsara means this path of regularly as we are passing on. Ahannahanni lokani gacchanti javamandiram sisa sthitam icchanti kimasa jamma tatparam. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was asked, what is the most wonderful thing in the world? He replied, he was a very learned king. Yes, the most wonderful thing in the world, we have heard 7 wonderful things in the world. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, ahanahani lokani gacchanti jamamandirim. Ahani ahani means daily, every moment. At least every day we see so many death lists. If we go to the crematorium ground, we can see. So, aham nāni lokāni gacchanti jamamandira. Seśāsitam icchanti. But those who are still alive, they think, oh, death will not take place. I'll live. You are also subjected to this principle of dying. But he does not take it seriously. This is called illusion, maya. He thinks that I shall live forever. Therefore, let me do whatever I like. There is no question of responsibility. This is very risky life. Very risky life. And this is the most covering part of illusion. One should be very serious. That death is waiting. As sure as death. If there is any surety in this world, that is death. Nobody can avoid it. And when there is death, oh, there is no more intelligence, no more your popped up philosophy. You are under the grip of nature. Prakriti, prakita kramanani, ignani karmansa. At times you are not this stout and strong body that you don't care for anything. Then you are that smallest fragmental portion. So you are just under the material atmosphere. So, under the mercy of the material nature. And that material nature will give you some kind of body for which you are fit. Then again, begin your work. This is the position. See, if we want to take that risk, then go on, Krishna says. But if you want to avoid this risk, then take Krishna. There is no alternative. Asadvadhana purusha dhanmasyasa parantaho aprapo mang nivartanti mrityu samsara vatmani. This is mrityu samsara vatmani. Then he says, what is this material world? Maya, you should note it that this 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is specially meant for the devotee. Especially meant for the devotees, those who have accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise, it will appear something else. It is confidential, because in the beginning it has been said, the Rajavidya Rajaguhyam, it is very confidential, the most confidential part of knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita. Unless one accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God, it will be difficult. They will think, oh, why? If I do not accept Krishna, then why there is so much risk? Oh, this is all exaggeration. But actually it is not. Therefore, this Rajagujyam, the most confidential part of this knowledge, means that one who has accepted Krishna as the Supreme and has become a devotee, has engaged himself in his service, actually, seriously, for me, Rajagujyam, most confidential. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina matsani sarvabhutani nacha aham tishu avastita. Now Krishna says that this world, what you see, this is also my energy. Maya. Maya means by me. Just like if I say this work has been done by me. So that does not mean that there is no existence of me and you, because I have done this work, so I am finished. Here it is called by me, Maya. Maya means by me. Anything you do, it is done by you. Anything done by me, it is done by me. But that, when I finish the work, suppose I start a business, very nice business, very profitable business, big factory. And if I say that this factory is started and is conducted by me, does it mean that I am lost? Does it mean I am lost? No, I am there. But it is done by my energy. This big factory, just like the Ford factory I've seen in your country, a very big factory, there are so many big factories. If the proprietor says, it is done by me, that done by me, that person, it exists, although the factory is also exist. It does not mean, because he has started that factory, big factory, he is finished. His existence is not there. Similarly, Krishna says that this, whatever this world you see, it is done by me. Does it mean that he becomes no more? It is very simple thing. Why God should be impersonal? Just take the same example. If some very good businessman says, it is done by me, it is to be understood that by his brain, by his energy, by his capital, by his intelligence, he has done all this. But he remains. It is very simple. Similarly, it is said here, maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktam ityana. This world, this material world, if you want to see God, God is everywhere because it is his energy. It is his energy, just like in the Ford factory, the worker, they see in every corner Mr. Ford, in every corner of the factory. Similarly, those who are conversant with the science, that what is this material world, they can see in every atom the Supreme Lord, Krishna. It is simply a question of knowledge. Now, who has made it? If confident that Krishna has made it, then I can feel Krishna's presence everywhere. Therefore, everything rests in Krishna. Everything rests in Krishna. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina matsani sarvabhutani. Everything is resting on me. Nachaham teshu avasthita. But I am not there. If you think this table is resting in Krishna, therefore Krishna must be here. But Krishna says, then I am not there. The same thing. Because Krishna and Krishna's energy is non-different. Still, energy is not Krishna. Just like the sun and the sun sign, there is no difference, but the sun sign is not the sun. If sun sign is present in your room, through the holes of your windows, Do you think the sun is also within your room? No. If sun becomes within room, then he will not exist. The heat is so exorbitant that you cannot exist. Therefore, it is sufficient that sun's ray is there. Similarly, whatever we see, parasya brahmana shakti, it is very nicely explained in Vishnu Purana. Parasya brahmana shakti. Parasya means supreme, brahmana means the absolute truth. It is his energy. It is his energy. Just like the sun is shining all over the universe from one place. Similarly, Krishna, although he is just like a person like you and me, but his energy is acting everything. This is explaining Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatamidam sadmam jagat abhakta murtina. This is abhakta murti. In the energy, you cannot find Krishna in his person. Just like the sun shines, you cannot find the sun god. But the sun god is there in the sun planet. Sun disk, you cannot say no, because we have no experience of the sun disk. But we can understand from books of authorities like Veda, there is sun god. Because Krishna said, you have read in the fourth chapter, Yam vivasati yugam pratvanaham abhyam vivasan manade prahamanu ikhata vipravi. First of all, I said this Bhagavad Gita to sun god, Vivasyan. Vivasyan means the present sun god is called Vivasyan. His name is Vivasyan. Just like there are many kings, there are many sun gods, so they also change. Because there is death. There is death. They may be living for so many hundreds and millions of years, but there is death. The present sun god who is existing there, his name is also there in the Bhagavad Gita. Vivasyan. If you believe Bhagavad Gita, then you have to believe that there is a sun god whose name is Vivasyan. If you don't believe, then why you take so much trouble to read Bhagavad Gita? If you have no faith in it, then what is the use of reading it? And if you have faith in it, then you have to believe. There is sun god. In every planet, there is a predominating feature. Similarly, over and above all of them, Ishara Parama Krishna, the Brahma Sanghita says. And everywhere you will find a Ishara. Ishara means controller. In your New York City, Mr. Lin says, he's the controller. In New York State, Mr. Rockefeller, he is controller. In your United States, Mr. Johnson is the controller. Finish. Then go to another state. And similarly, in every planet, every place, there is a controller. So sun god is the controller of the sun planet. You cannot imagine that there is no controller, it is vacant place. If in a New York City there is no vacant place, every place is valuable, it is occupied, how can you think of that God's kingdom, so many planets, so many people are vacant? No, nothing vacant. Sarvaga, everywhere there are living entities, but there are different kinds of entities. Not exactly like you. So, all this manifestation that we see, this is all energy. That in the seventh chapter we have already discussed. There are two kinds of energies of Krishna. One is spiritual energy and one is material energy. Jiva, the living entities, they are also spiritual energies, but because they are sometimes entrapped by this material energy, they are prone to be attracted by the material energy, therefore they are called marginal energy. Otherwise, there are two energies only, spiritual energy and material energy. This material world is material energy, and we, these parts of Krishna, we are spiritual energy. So, this energy, just like the fire, just like the lamp, it is localized in one place, but its light and heat is diffused. Similarly, parasa brahmana shakti sarvam akhilam jagat. Akhilam jagat. Akhilam means whole universe, whole and manifestation. They are all simply manifestation of the Supreme Lord. The Lord says that. Oh, one who believes Krishna as the Supreme Lord, they believe. He says, Masani Sarvabhutan. Just like in the sun shine, many planets they are resting. It is a scientific fact. All the planets they are rotating due to the sun heat. There is a machine what is called, we have seen. As soon as there is heat within, the ball begins to rotate. So everything is resting. The weightlessness is due to the sun shine. Due to the sun shine. Similarly, everything, the sun, the universe, everything is resting on Krishna shine. Krishna shine. That is the answer. How so many worlds are floating in the air? Because they are under the Krishna's energy. They are floating in the Krishna's energy. Samasthani sarvabhutani. Everything is resting on me. But don't think that I am finished because you cannot see there. I am here. Nathaham teshu avasthita. It is not necessarily we have to see everywhere. Atha sa bhakti uddhipakam adbhutam aishajyamaha. Now, this transcendental nature of God, all potential nature of God, to a devotee, it will give pleasure. And to a non-devotee, it will be seeming like so many bluff is being spoken by Krishna. As soon as I become a non-devotee, I will think all these statements as bluff given by Krishna. And as soon as I am a devotee, I think, my Lord is so powerful. It becomes full of love and adoration. That is the difference. One who believes, he becomes baptized with pleasure. Oh, my Lord is so powerful. And those who do not believe, I say, it is simply bluffing. Krishna is a person driving the chariot of Arjuna, and he says, they are imitating. There are so many yogis who say, the sun, moon and everything is floating in me. They think that Krishna can say like that, I am also Krishna, I am also God, so I can also say like that. But Krishna can say the universal form, will you please show me the universe? No, that I cannot. Oh, Krishna lifted the hill in 7 years old. Can you lift a 1 man or 100 pounds? With your finger, that I cannot. That is the difference between the imitation God and real God. Because Krishna is saying, therefore I shall imitate and say. And because Krishna performed Rasa-lila, Krishna married 16,000 wives. Can you marry one and keep her very nicely in a palace? That I cannot do. Then how can you be Krishna? Krishna said so many things wonderful and he acted also wonderful. If you believe one thing and do not believe another thing, then it is called ardha-kukkutina. Ardha-kukkutina. You cannot believe half. If you believe full. So, for a devotee, these informations of Krishna become so, my Krishna is so God, my God is so powerful. I think sometimes I recited one story. This is for very instructive, that Narad Muni, he used to visit Narayan every day. So when he was passing on the road, so one very learned Brahmin, and taking thrice bath and everything very nicely, he asked Narad Muni, you are going to Lord, will you inquire when I shall get my salvation? All right, I shall ask. And then another cobbler, he was under the tree, seeing the shoes, old shoes. He also saw Narada Muni, he also inquired, will you kindly inquire from God when my salvation is? Then when he inquired, Krishna, Narada Muni goes generally to Narayan in another planet. So yes, two, one Brahmin and one cobbler, they inquired like this, may I know what is their destination? So Narayan said, well, as a cobbler, this after giving up this body, he is coming here at Vaikuntha. And what about that Brahmin? Oh, he has to remain there still. So many births. I do not know when he is coming. So Narada Muni was astonished that I saw that is very nice Brahmin and he is a cobbler, how is that? So he inquired, then I cannot understand the mystery. Why you say that cobbler is coming this after this body and why not this Brahmin? Oh, that you will understand. If they inquire that what Krishna or Narayan was doing in his abode, so just explain that he was taking one elephant through the hole of a needle, he is pulling an elephant this side and this side. So when he again approached the Brahmin said, oh, we have seen a lot, yes. So what was you are doing? You are saying this. Through the point of a needle, he was pushing one elephant this way and that. Oh, therefore, I have no faith in your God. We don't believe all this nonsense. Then Narada could understand, this man has no faith. He simply reads book, that's all. And when he went to the cobbler, he also asked, oh, you have seen. What Narayan was doing? He also said that he was doing like this. Oh, he began to cry. Oh, my Lord is wonderful. Oh, he can do anything. So Narada inquired, so do you believe that Lord can push one elephant through the holes of a needle? Oh, why not? I must believe. What? Then what is your reason? Oh, my reason. I am sitting under this banyan tree and so many fruits are falling daily and each fruit there are thousands of seeds and each seed there is a tree. If in small seed there can be big tree like that, is it very impossible to accept that Krishna is putting one elephant through the holes of a needle? He has kept such a nice tree in the seed. So this is called belief. Unbeliever and believer means the believers, they are not blind believers. They have reason. If by Krishna's process, by God's process or nature's process, such a big tree can be put within the small seed, is it very impossible for Krishna to keep all these planets floating in his energy? So, we have to believe. We have no other explanation. But we have to understand in this way. Our reasoning, our argument, our logic should go in this way. So, those who are devotees, just like the cobbler, he may be a cobbler, they believe everything. And those who are not devotees, they will say, oh, these are all bluffs. These are all bluffs. But they are not bluffs. It is simply meant for the devotees. They can understand. The non-devotees, they cannot understand. Yes. Thank you very much.